All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to begin for the next few days a very special limud from the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, where the Mechaber over here, Ravi Tamar Schwartz, who's a very, very special, unique individual, wrote a multi-volume series called Bilvavi. And in it, he goes through all different types of inyanim, of emunah, of belief, of avodas Hashem. But he also happens to have over here a section on the Yomim Tovim. So he has a beautiful section on Purim here, which will help give us a perspective on the upcoming Yom Tov in a very different and dramatic way. So let's begin. So it's on page Resh Test, the first page that you have. I apologize. We'll have more copies for tomorrow, Amir Tzashem. So Vayiskal Havshata Salavushim. Hashichris Harishoneh Shamatzano B'Torah Kedoshim. So the Mechaber begins with discussing drunkenness, as drunkenness is certainly the most unique aspect of Purim. Under normal circumstances, again, remember, drunkenness is frowned upon. The truth is, in Yiddishkeit, in general, excess is frowned upon. So drunkenness is the excess of alcohol consumption. So, of course, Yiddishkeit, by definition, frowns on that. Yet, by Purim, not only is it not frowned upon, but by Purim, ultimately, again, it's encouraged. As the Gemara says, Mechayiv Inish Levasumei Bepuria Adlo Yoda Bein Arham and Barach Mordechai. And even again, the Rishon trying to say, what do you mean Mechayiv? Person is obligated. You want to tell me I can? You want to tell me it's something nice that there's an obligation to drink on Purim? So again, we'll leave that for a different time. The point is, there's a concept of drunkenness. So that's what the Mechaber chooses to pick up in his understanding of Purim. The first episode of drunkenness that we find in the Torah, Haisa Itzal Noach, occurred by Noach. This pasuk says, Vayachal Noach Isha Adama Vayita Kerem. The way we normally translate is, Vayachal Noach Isha Adama Noach, the Isha Adama, the man of the earth, profaned himself. Vayicha Rashi Yekadosh says, Loshon Chulin. He profaned himself, Vayita Kerem, and he planted for himself a vineyard. Vayishtimin Hayayin, he drank from the wine. Vayishkar, he became drunk. Vayiskal Besoch Ohalo. And literally again, Vayiskal Besoch Ohalo means he became revealed. In other words, what that means is he was unclothed. He was unclothed within his tent. So again, Sarayt the Mechaber, Vayiskal, what does it mean? He became revealed, unclothed. Hayakan Gilui Shalaf Shata Salavushim. What happens over here was there was a Gilui, there was an exposure because of a removal of clothing. Exposure because of removal of clothing. Be'emes, second paragraph. Be'emes, Kashera Adam Lovish Kam Levushim. When a person wears many different layers or many different articles of clothing, Nitan Lahafshit Mimenu Es Echa Min Halavushim. A person, if one of the articles of clothing is removed, Va'az Yishana Yoser Kirva Lenekudas Hapinimius. This is actually a very interesting statement. So if a person is wearing multiple articles or layers of clothing, when a person removes one of those articles, so there is a certain closeness to what he calls the Nekuda Hapinimius, to the internal part of the person. In other words, what he's saying over here is that clothing, at the end of the day, represents different layers of obstruction between us and our true selves. That's what I say, it's hard for us to relate to. But you know, again, in the original order of the world, Adam and Chava were unclothed. There was no embarrassment. Meaning, the notion of embarrassment or shame or something dirty related to nakedness is a result, ultimately, again, of the sin of Adam and Chava. So what he's saying over here is that, so why does Kadosh Baruch Hu create man unclothed? I mean, what's the pshat? Why not create man? I mean, to us, it almost sounds logical. Wouldn't you create man with clothing from the beginning? Because clothing, to a certain degree, represent a certain barrier to the panemius of the individual, to the internal aspects of a person. Which also makes sense. You know, our clothing allows us to project certain images that may or may not properly reflect who we are. So ultimately, again, what he's saying over here, and again, we'll define these concepts in just a little bit, but when clothing is removed, as yeshna yoser kirva l'nekuda sapinimius, there's a greater closeness to that's what he calls that inner nekuda, that inner true self. Aval yeshna mahalach shalav shatas halavushim legamrei. On the other hand, again, there's another level where there's a total removal of clothing, and he calls that's lashon vayiskal. That's ultimately, again, being revealed. Gilui gamar shala atzmius. The lashon vayiskal means a removal of the clothing to the point that the whole self is removed. Now, also, you understand when the Mechaber is talking about, we're going to define all of this, but you understand when he's talking about revelation of the full self, he's not talking about physicality. I mean, it's obvious if a person takes off their clothing, then of course, therefore, physical self is revealed. He's talking about something much deeper, much more profound. Nichnas yayin yatsa sod. As we know, wine comes in, the secrets come out. Al yidea shichrus, Yeshna Yitzia Lachutz. What Chazal are telling us is that through the consumption of wine, literally through drunkenness, there is a journey outward. There is a Yitzia Lachutz. Hisgalos Shal HaPanimius. There is a revelation of that which is on the inside. Va'aleinu Lisponim. Suppose to see, here's what we have so far. So we have, again, that clothing in its essence, often keeps the panemius, the internal part, the internal spark, the internal essence of oneself, concealed. Clothing is removed. Vayiskal, the panemius, I keep on saying internality, but I know that's a wrong word, but I'll use it. The internality, right, of the individual ultimate. I know, but it expresses what I want to convey. The internality of the person is able to come out. It's not just that, it's not just with clothing, but it's with wine also. It's this nichnas yayin yatsa sod idea. It's that when the wine comes in, ultimately, again, the sod, what he calls the panemius, that internality of the individual is able to come out. And therefore, he says it's important for us to contemplate mahu osa levush ha-panimi. What is this, what he calls this levush ha-panimi? What is this internal levush, this internal garment of the individual? Ma inyana shel hafshataso. What does it mean when you go ahead and you shed the clothing? I understand what it means to shed physical clothing, and I understand the exposure that creates. But what about, again, the shedding of spiritual clothing? What about the fact, meaning also you have to understand what he's referring to over here, is that dynamic which occurs to the body mirrors the dynamic of the soul. And the same way that the body is covered by layers of clothing, so too the soul is often covered as well by various different layers. Just like the body can be exposed by shedding the clothing, our goal is to try to shed the clothing of the soul and to expose the panemius, the internality of the neshama. So, mahi nekuda ha-to'ela shenitan l'kabel mimena. So, let's just read one more paragraph, then we'll stop. Bichlal, ma sheyadua b'svarim, she'inyan ha-levushim hu shmira la'adam. So, we know that in essence, clothing is considered to be a shmira. Clothing is something that guards the individual. Gam mitzad he'slapshus ha-chitzonius, she'kasher mekabel ha-adam maka o chabal l'kedome, Im yish alav izalavush, hamaka pachos koeves. So what's on a very basic level, clothing shields the individual. On a basic level, if somebody hits me, and they hit me on bare skin, there's one level of injury. But if there's a buffer of clothing, then by definition the injury is different. And the more layers of clothing I have, the more buffered I am against the blow. He goes on, he says, So we understand that clothing provides a physical buffer. Clothing really provides almost like a level of physical protection for the individual. But clothing is not only a buffer for the external body, but it also serves as a buffer for the panemius, for the internal aspects, for the nekudas ha-panimi, for the ultimate internal essence of man. Halavushim hein koach ha-shmira shal ha-adam. Ultimately, what clothing represents is the ability of man to guard himself. What does this mean? Kimo shemuva b'shema admor ha-pinchas mikaretz, suchuso yagin alinu. So as we see again in the name of the Rebbe, ha-pinchas of karetz, shehekbid shalo yihye klal inyon, shall kriya belevushim. So the Rebbe was very makbid that none of his clothing should be torn at all. Why? Ki kriya belevushim, he kriya bekoach hashmira shal ha'adam. Because Rabbosai, our clothing represents our security. Clothing represents ultimately, again, that which guards you against external forces. I understand that on a physical level, what the Rebbe was trying to convey, and we'll explain this, the Rebbe was trying to convey, is that this is true on a spiritual level as well. We know one of the things that Chazal prays our ancestors who left Egypt about was that they never changed their clothing. Because as soon as you change your clothing, I will say now he's talking about something even different over here. As soon as you begin to change your clothing, as soon as you begin to change your manners of dress, your manners of behavior, the way you interact with the greater world, that's when there is an element of sakana. Therefore, well, this line will stop. Ba'avelus ne'amar din kriya, daiko shal din kriya hamabushim. We'll say, what does an avel do? An avel tears his clothing. Why doesn't avel tear his clothing? So there are many different symbolisms that are ascribed to that. It's the way that Chazal gave the avel the opportunity to go ahead and vent his grief. Literally vents his grief by tearing his clothing. Ultimately, again, according to Chazal, the body is referred to as the beged of the clothing of the neshama. But on a deeper level, what the Mechaber is saying over here is that death represents the ultimate exposure of human vulnerability. I'm vulnerable. So ultimately, again, what defends me against my vulnerabilities in life is my clothing, both on a physical level, and we'll explain on a ruchni level as well. Therefore, by definition, death, which exposes the vulnerability of man, represents a tearing of the clothing. So we'll stop over here for today. I know I'm kind of leaving you in the middle of a thought, but we'll pick up on page Reishu. But again, understand what the Mechaber is setting us up with over here. It's this incredible discussion about the role of both clothing and wine in the life of man. Clothing there to physically protect a person. We're seeing some element of spiritual protection as well. When clothing is removed, vayiskal, there's an exposure of the panemius. And interestingly enough, the only other time we find the ability to create that level of internal exposure is by wine, is by yayin. The nichnas yayin yatsa sod, the connection between the two Amirat Hashem, we'll see tomorrow.